The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and Connor Newt here with you. During the break, we did receive a text message for Willie Donick. Was the hat ever found? Unfortunately, the hat is gone. Have we received the security footage? Now that Chase McCabe is back in the building, have we received the security footage?
No. I would love to find it just for once and for all, just for closure.
Yes. Peace of mind.
Because I'm going right now with the D-Mace theory that I took it off, put it on the top of my car, I took my pullover off, threw it in the car, and then got into the car and left the hat on the top of the car. That is what I believe is the best explanation. Where it is, I don't know, but I would like the closure of being able to see me ride the be some good comic relief. Me driving the car off with the red hat on the top of the car. That's what we feel like happened, but we can't verify it without the security footage. So I do need to proceed to correspondent McCabe, who was back, and see if we can find it.
All right, so we're going to use this hour to place some bets, figurative bets. I'm not asking you to actually part with your hard-earned money, nor am I giving you money because I am not Mr. Monopoly. But here's how we're going to do this. I have come up with five prop bets. I guess you can call them prop bets for the Tennessee Titans. And I'm giving everybody, again, figuratively, $100. And you can place as much money on each of these prop bets as you want. In fact, if you want to skip a prop bet altogether because you think it's a fool's bet, you can. But you have to bet all 100 of your figurative dollars. So how should we do this? Should I read through them first just to give everybody a heads up of what they are, and then we'll go one by one?
I think reading through them.
Okay. So here are the five bets you can, again, figuratively place on the Tennessee Titans. You have $100. You've got to place all $100 across these five bets. Bet number one, the Tennessee Titans will double their win total from last season, which means they will win at least six games. By the way, the over-under for wins at DraftKings Sportsbook, 6.5. So bet number one, the Titans double their win total from last season. So they win at least six games this coming season. Bet number two, Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. So he has to finish next season with a completion percentage of at least 64.8%. He was at 59.8% last season. Will he improve his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points? Bet number three, someone other than Cardale Tate leads the Tennessee Titans in receiving touchdowns. Again, someone other than Cardale Tate leads the Titans in receiving touchdowns. Bet number four, Jeffrey Simmons records at least double-digit sacks for a second consecutive season. He had a career-high 11 this past season. So does Jeffrey Simmons record at least 10 sacks in his first season under Robert Saleh?
So he doesn't have to lead the team. He just has to get 10.
He has to get 10. And number five, the Titans will go at least 3-3 in the AFC South. So there are your five bets. One, the Titans double their win total from last season. Two, Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. Three, someone other than Carnell Tate leads the Titans in receiving touchdowns. Four, Jeffrey Simmons records at least 10 sacks. Five, the Titans will go at least 3-3 in the AFC South. Now, again, here's the wrinkle.
I've got my little sheet right now.
You've got to bet
I'm
all 100.
Divvying up my money, my budget.
You've got to bet all $100. But if you don't think it's worth betting on one of these, you don't have to. So if you want to place, for example, if you want to bet 70 of your $100 that Jeffrey Simmons records at least 10 sacks next season, you can. If you leave one of these bets off your list, that's fine. You've just got to spend all 100 of your figurative dollars.
Is there a minimum of like $5 or $2 or?
No.
Okay, so you can go whatever you want.
Bet to your heart's content.
Okay. As long as you end up with no more than 100 on the board.
Correct.
Okay.
I'll take things teammates of Brennan Soresby said for 500, Alex.
There you go.
All right.
This is not meant to be a reenactment, but I'm sure these kinds of discussions took place.
All right. So let's start with the one at the top. Mm-hmm. Place your bets. The Titans double their win total from last season. So they win at least 6 games in 2026. The Titans, of course, have won 6 total games over the past 2 seasons. But their over-under at DraftKings Sportsbook has been set at 6.5. Willie Donick, how much of your figurative money are you betting on the Titans doubling their win total next season?
I think based on, you know, Vegas, based on the parity of the league, the way the league's designed, based on the degree of difficulty of last year's schedule, the newness of the coaching staff, I think this is a pretty good bet. I'm not going too hard in with this, because I still think the roster is leaving a lot to be desired. But I'm going to bet $35 out of my 100.
Okay.
I'm going to say I'm in on that for $35.
All right, Derek.
Oh, man. This one I thought about. And this one, honestly, it was like, okay, this one was going to pretty much tell me what I was going to do with it, the rest of them.
Right.
This team, I think, is a much better team. Now, based upon the production of the guys they brought in last year and what we project the rookies to do coming in this season, and Cam Ward and the offensive coordinator, everything. So we have a bunch of new stuff. But even with those new things, there comes optimism. So with a bolstered wide receiver core, a sort of revamped tight end core, two backs that are back in with this quarterback. So I would, and then I looked at the league as far as how many of these guys are in their mid to upper 60s when you're talking about completion percentage. And can a guy, increase, 5 points or 10 points in the quarterback at the completion percentage? And I came up with putting $40 on Cam Ward. $40 on the
6 wins?
6 wins. For them to win 6 wins. Because 40, okay. There are a lot of new things that are working in the Titans' favor. Okay. Like I said.
So
new offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. new receiver, mm-hmm. Better team, better defense. I just think this team is going to be a much better team than what they were last year.
So Willie, and you are putting before that. $35 of your $100 on the Titans doubling their win total. Derek
right.
is putting
so,
40.
And so yes. you have to bet on what you're putting, right? I can't say bet that they're not, right? I'm saying
you're
betting
that they will.
Yeah, so I feel like, since the over-under in Vegas is the 6.5, you're getting – that's not anything great shakes. That's less than Vegas, close to what Vegas thinks they're going to do. So I think 35 is good. Because I'm still a little, but 35, okay.
Derek is betting 40. I am hedging my bets. I am betting $25 on the Tennessee Titans to double their win total from last season. I looked up the lines for the games the Titans are playing this season. They are favored in only 2 games this season. Week 1 at home against the Jets and week 7 at home against the Browns. But there are 4 games, all of which are in the latter part of the season, in which the Titans are 1.5-point underdogs. So I consider those toss-up games. Those games, by the way, Week 13 versus Washington, Week 15 versus Indianapolis, Week 16 at Las Vegas, and Week 17 versus Pittsburgh. So I see a path for the Titans to double their win total. But I'm wary of strength of schedule because last season, according to Warren Sharp, and Warren Sharp doesn't do the NFL thing where he looks at the combined winning percentage of your opponents from the year before. He looks at the futures odds. Last season, the Titans had the toughest actual strength of schedule in the NFL at the end of the season. That wasn't what was projected, but at the end of the season, the Tennessee Titans ended up having the hardest strength of schedule in the NFL. So although there seemed to be a lot of winnable games on the schedule, I'm a bit wary of it. So I'm not ruling it out, but I am not going as confidently as the two of you. So I will say $25 on the Titans to double their win total. Connor, what about you?
I am very confident about this. However, there are more things that you listed that I am more confident in. So I'll meet you all right in the middle. I'll bet $30 on the Titans to double their win total.
Okay, so okay. Willie, 35, Derek, 40, me, 25, Connor, 30. Interesting. Okay. Prop bet number two. Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. Now, I will give all of you out there a little hint. If you break up Cam Ward's season pre-bye week and post-bye week. Pre-bye week, he had a completion percentage of 57.6. Post-bye, he had a completion percentage of 62.4, a difference of 4.8 percentage points. So I'm asking you, over the course of the entire season, will Cam Ward improve his completion percentage from last season by at least 5 percentage points? Willie?
I thought right off the bat, this is a little bit of a tough ask. Improving by 5 percentage points is pretty significant. I still see big holes in the roster. I think there's a scenario where they struggle early as Carnell Tate adapts to becoming what you hope will be into a really good wide receiver. So this one I'm not touching. I'm going zero. I'm not putting any money.
Oh, Willie, skipping it completely.
I don't think it's a good bet. I think my resources are better spent on other categories.
Okay.
I'm not touching it.
So Willie is skipping.
Not touching it.
Cam Ward's completion percentage outright.
He passed on that
Derek
one.
Derek
Mason. Oh, man. I think he's more the second half Cam Ward than he was the first half Cam Ward. With that being said, I think Daboll is going to, he's about getting completions, moving the ball down the field. Take your shots when you can, but we're going to work the field and do it that way, which to me is going to allow for his completion rating to go, percentage to go up. So I am betting, and obviously with the new receivers, I am betting $15 that Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by 5 points or more.
Okay.
But 5 points.
I will place a modest $10 on Cam Ward improving his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. As I said, if you compare pre-buy to post-buy, Cam Ward improved his completion percentage by 4.8 percentage points. So nearly 5. If you round up, it's 5. I'm hoping with more competent offensive coaching led by Brian Daboll, Carnell Tate, Wandale Robinson, hopefully for the Titans a breakout from Gunnar Helm, I think there's enough there for Cam Ward to improve that. We've talked so much about his accuracy. And look, 64.8% completion rate, that's still middle of the road, I would assume, in the NFL. But I think there's enough around Cam Ward that he can make that progress. But I'm not going to put all of my money on it. I'm not going to skip it outright like Willie did. $10 on Cam Ward improving his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. Connor?
In my days as a child at Subway, they had this thing called a $5 footlong.
Who could forget?
You could get a good bargain for the $5 footlong.
I'm with Willie. I don't think this is a very safe bet. Five whole percentage points for a quarterback who obviously is improving, but percentage points in the NFL, especially in completion percentage, are bigger than you'd think. So I am petitioning a $5 footlong, a.k.a. $5, on Cam Ward to improve his completion percentage. Not going to skip it outright, but I still don't like the bet that much.
So you're giving up a potential opportunity at a $5.
I'm giving up a lunch.
But if you win, you could get two or three feet worth of subs.
That is true.
Yeah.
615-737-1025. All right, Titans fans, place your bets.
By the way, 64.8% would be top 20. It would be right cracking the top 20 based on last year.
So
last year's 64.9 was Jacoby Brissett of Arizona, and he ranked 18th in the category.
Is that someone with a number amount of attempts?
Minimum of, I think, 8 games started is what I've got there. Yeah.
615-737-1025. All right, Titans fans, here are the bets. I'm giving you 100 fake dollars. Bet on these five things as you choose. You could be like Willie and forget one, or not forget one, but choose not to bet one completely. But you do have to bet all $100. Again, here are your five bets. Number one, the Titans double their win total from last season, so at least 6 wins. Two, Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. Three, someone other than Carnell Tate leads the Titans in receiving touchdowns. Four, Jeffrey Simmons records at least 10 sacks. Five, the Titans will go at least 3-3 in the AFC South. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 1025 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Placing our bets.
So you still have no guess on the link of the three songs.
I do not have a guess yet.
Do you care?
Think.
I'm going to try.
Trying. Are you writing these down?
I don't.
So you had the Gap Band.
Know all of the songs off the top of my head.
Okay. See, this is part of the problem.
Yes.
Connor, it's not too hard, guys. Do we need to? It's very easy.
Well, excuse me.
It's very easy.
Right. Disco?
Nope.
Focus on the words.
Theme. That's all the hits we're going to get.
Too hot? Yeah. I mean, one said too hot baby. Is it hot outside?
Yes, it is. I'm not sure that's the answer he's looking
for. July, so yeah.
Rainy.
Yeah.
I'll keep thinking.
Keep thinking.
All right. So this is what we're doing. I have come up with 5 prop bets for y'all to place on the Titans. I'm giving you 100 fake dollars. You've got to spend all $100, but you do not have to spend all $100 across all 5 bets. So, for example, one of the bets, Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. Willie Donick decided not to bet any money on that. So you don't have to bet on all of them, but it does have to add up at the end to $100. And Willie, you had a note about the completion percentage.
Yeah, part of my thinking, I was 5% is a pretty good leap. Mm-hmm. And Cam Ward was 31st last year at 59.8. Were he to get over 64.5, the league average last year was 64.3. So we're talking he would need to jump to league average, which would be a really nice year one to year two stat. Not that completion percentage is the end-all, be-all, but it's an important ingredient.
Let's get to some of your reaction before we continue. 615-737-1025. Paul in the borough says he's betting $5 on doubling the win total, $30 on Jeffrey Simmons recording at least double-digit sacks, $45 on the touchdown reception leader, the receiving touchdown leader, being someone other than Carnell Tate. $10 on 3-3 or better in the division, and another $10 on a 5 percentage point increase in completion percentage. Justin in Greenbrier says, I am going 50 on them doubling their wins. I think they go 8 or 9. Call me super optimistic. I will. Caleb is betting $60 on the Tennessee Titans doubling their win total next season. $5 on Cam Ward improving his completion percentage. $10 on someone other than Carnell Tate leading the Titans in receiving touchdowns. $15 on Jeffrey Simmons, 10-plus sacks. And another $10 on the Titans going 3-3 in the AFC South. Let's go to our phone line driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in Jack. Jack, thank you for calling and waiting. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I want to just say thanks for taking my call there. Willie's right about that 5%. that's a big jump. I am a gambling man, so I actually lean towards the better sides of the bets. And I've kind of taken his, you know, look on that. There's actually two categories. I would just split it 50-50. 50, they will double their game totals, and they will go 50-50 on that. They will go 3-3 in their division.
Thank you, Jack. Okay. So 50-50. Jack is betting 50 on the Titans doubling their win total, and another 50 on the Titans going at least 3-3 in the AFC South. Let's go to Mike in Gallatin on our phone line. Mike, thank you for calling. Place your bets, my friend.
All right, so I'm going to go with a little bit of a more of a wacky take on this all. I want to go against everything that you guys just said, you guys be the experts, and put all $100 because, again, I like having a big return, so consider it like I'll get a good birthday present or I'll just continue to not get anything for myself besides socks and stuff for my kids. $100 on Cam Ward increasing himself by 5%.
Impressive.
I think what I want that to happen so badly because I fear that if we do not see a massive improvement just like that, then our win total will not be that good, and we'll be right back into that discussion of spending a 2027 first-round pick on maybe a quarterback instead of maybe adding to our receiver core, cornerback, something like that. So we need Cam Ward to up himself to 5%. So I'm going to confidently hope for a great birthday present by putting all 100 schmeckles on Cam Ward.
Thank you, Mike. Betting against Willie Donick there. All $100.
All okay. I hope he's right. That'd be fine.
He's all in.
Josh says all $100 on Jeffrey Simmons recording at least 10 sacks. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Bet number three. Someone other than Carnell Tate leads the Titans in receiving touchdowns. So I'm not talking about total touchdowns. Someone other than Carnell Tate will lead the Titans in receiving touchdowns. Willie?
This one I thought, and this is nothing against Carnell Tate, so I want to say that on the front end, but I just thought there's so many people I could see it possibly being that I thought it was a good bet. And so I went $45 on this one just because they haven't scored a lot of touchdowns. I don't think it's going to be a superpower offense. So I think it could be one of those kind of like last year where Tate catches 4 or 5, but somebody like Wandell Robinson catches 6, or maybe Gunnar Helm has a really good year in the red zone, something like that. So I went $45 on someone other than Carnell Tate leading the Titans at receiving touchdowns.
Derek?
I am going $15 with someone else leading the Titans in receiving touchdowns. The problem I have with this, and the reason why I didn't put more money on this, is because you just never know how a season is going. I mean, injuries, you got to factor that into it. You know, I know he's going to hit that proverbial rookie wall. So there are a lot of things that are working against him. So I think there, you know, with the money that I have left, I'm going to put $15 as someone else outside of Carnell Tate.
I will place $10 on someone other than Carnell Tate leading the Titans in receiving touchdowns. I think the Titans are going to try to make Carnell Tate the main focus of the offense. And I was doing some research as preparation for this, and there were a couple of stats that really popped out to me. I already told the guys the answer during the break, but the Titans' leader in red zone targets this past season was Chim Dike with 14, and the next closest player was Elik Iyemanner with 8. Also, Cam Ward, we know he likes to throw it deep. He only had 2 deep touchdown passes last season. Carnell Tate caught 6 deep touchdown passes last season for the Ohio State University. So I think the Titans are going to do everything in their power to try to force feed Carnell Tate the ball as much as possible. So I understand the point. I'm basically betting Tate or the field. And I understand the field is probably the better bet, but I'm going to show some faith in Carnell Tate, and I'm putting $10 down.
The other factor is if Carnell Tate were to miss some games with injury, that's not factored into the bet. You don't get any insurance. You know, you get penalized for that. So if he's not available, that's less games he could catch a touchdown pass. So that was part of my thinking too.
Connor?
There's a saying in Lexington, and you guys know how much I love my Wildcats. Always bet on blue. And the Titans have a man who used to wear blue on their roster. His name's Wandell Robinson.
Indeed.
I'm going to put $15 on Wandell Robinson to lead the Titans.
Specifically Wandell Robinson.
Okay. So how does that work?
I mean, I don't know.
Would it still... Do I get bonus points for that, or is it still qualify under someone else?
Trying to add rules and stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel
Elliot Friedman would be happy with that. He wants loopholes.
How about a pat on the back?
I want you to compliment my hairline since you destroyed it earlier.
We'll get you an extra foot-long sub.
Yes.
That would be good.
That is true. We'll adjust for inflation. All right. The next bet. Jeffrey Simmons records at least 10 sacks last season. He had a career-high 11. Now, keep in mind, one of the major talking points of OTAs, Robert Saleh intends to play Jeffrey Simmons for fewer snaps this season. Our friend Nick Suss spells it out like this, quote, since his first full season in 2020, Simmons has never averaged fewer than 50 snaps per game. With last year's 49ers, Saleh didn't have a single interior defensive lineman average more than 30 snaps per game. Playing under Saleh from 2021 through 23, All-Pro defensive tackle Quinnen Williams only averaged 43 snaps per game, or roughly 100 fewer per season than Simmons. So you do have to keep that in mind. Saleh's going to try to keep Simmons off the field a little bit more to keep him fresh, and hopefully that will work to his advantage. But the plan is for him not to be on the field as much. So can he still get to double-digit sacks, Willie Donick?
I think this is a pretty good bet. I'm going to say with 17 games on the schedule, it's a little easier to get to double digits. He had 11 last year. I believe in the system. He's got more help on the defensive line. I think what you got to hope for is that they are in more games, and so they have more times that the other team has to throw. So I put $20 on Jeffrey Simmons saying yes, and if you do the math, that is my full budget. So it might let you know what I think of the next one.
Derek, Jeffrey Simmons recording at least 10 sacks.
I looked at the league over the last 4 years, and each year is kind of different. But in the last 4 years, 2023 was the year that 23 guys had 10 or more sacks. And then the last 2 years, it's dwindled down to 17. So double-digit sacks aren't as easy to come around as we may think. A new defense, they're playing him less. You got to factor in potential injury. And then I think they're going to try to spread the wealth. I think more and more teams are looking to stop Jeffrey Simmons, no matter who they got on their line. They know they got to stop Jeffrey Simmons first. So I'm going with $5. I don't think he's going to get I think he's going to be dominant in other areas. I don't think the sacks are going to tell how dominant he's going to be this year.
Okay, you said
$5? $5.
This may come as a shock to you. I'm putting 40 big ones.
Wow.
On Jeffrey Simmons recording at least 10 sacks. I am going to give Robert Saleh the benefit of the doubt on this one. We can certainly question his head coaching abilities, but we know that Robert Saleh is a damn good defensive coach. I know Jeffrey Simmons is going to have more help along the defensive line this season, but I was so impressed with what I saw from Jeffrey Simmons. Part of me does believe he'll be motivated by being number 83 on the NFL top 100 players list, number 2 on that Jeremy Fowler list. He's got a market resetting contract to live up to. I was a little nervous just because of everything I laid out about how he won't be on the field as much, but I am expressing faith in Jeffrey Simmons. I am putting 40 big ones on Jeffrey Simmons recording at least 10 sacks this season. Connor?
If there's one thing I know about Jeffrey Simmons, it's that he likes to win. If there's two things I know about Jeffrey Simmons, it's that he likes to hit the quarterback. I think that list of number 83 is going to piss him off. And you could say players don't care about that. I've heard it from an NFL player himself who's sitting right across from me, that players look at that stuff. I think he's going to take it personal. I think he's going to dominate. And because of that, give me the remaining $50 in my budget. Ooh. Shove it in
okay.
the middle
okay.
on Jeffrey Simmons getting 10 sacks this year.
All right. Ian. He's all in. 615-737-1025. We'll wrap up our final bet coming up next. But again, if you're just joining us, here's what we're doing. 5 prop bets on the Tennessee Titans for next season. You have 100 figurative dollars to bet. You do not have to place a bet on all 5 prop bets, but you do have to spend all $100. Here are your 5 bets. 1, the Titans will double their win total from last season, so they will win at least 6 games. 2, Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points, so from 59.8 to at least 64.8%. 3, someone other than Carnell Tate leads the Titans in receiving touchdowns. 4, Jeffrey Simmons records at least 10 sacks, and we will do the last one coming up next. The Titans will go at least 3-3 in the AFC South. We'll place our bets. You can too, coming up next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5 The Game. Okay, I do have to give Willie Donick his props. I had no idea that Willie Donick knew JoJo.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, JoJo.
I bet Evie. I bet Evie blasted some JoJo.
I know a good song when I hear it.
What was the... What? Little Too Late.
What are the other songs you've heard?
Too Hot. So it has to... Does it have to do with a breakup or a relationship?
Does it have the word two in it? T-O-O?
Is that your guess?
Sure.
Bing!
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
The title has to have two in it. T-O-O two, not the number two.
It's excessive. That's what
excessive.
I was told to say.
Oh, my goodness.
Take that, Derek.
It's too little, too late.
Oh, my goodness.
It's too hot.
D-Mace, you were so close. You were getting there.
Derek.
Gosh.
Pretty good. How many was that? Is that the fourth song?
4.
Yeah.
And what was the Hosier song?
Hosier was too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yeah, too sweet.
So, too sweet, too hot, too little, too late. And what was the fourth one?
What was the first one? Cool in the Gang.
No,
that
first
was too
one,
hot.
Too hot. Okay.
Cool in the Gang was the second one.
The second one was... Yeah, Cool in the Game was second. Too Funky was the first.
Too
one,
Funky, yeah.
George Michael.
Too Funky.
See, that's what I missed, the Too Funky. But yeah. I still wouldn't guess it anyway.
We should have got some Too
I'll
legit.
Take my Man. Win. I'll take Man. My win.
Congratulations.
All right. We're finishing.
More to come.
We're finishing our Titans prop bets. You can join us, 615-737-1025. If you're just joining us, here's what's happening. I've created 5 prop bets for the Tennessee Titans in 2026. I am giving you 100 fake dollars. You have to bet all $100, but you don't have to bet it across all 5. So, for example, one of the bets was Cam Ward improves his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. Willie Donick decided to place $0 on that particular bet. But when we get to the end, which we're about to, it's got to equal 100. So here is the final question, 615-737-1025. The Titans will go at least 3-3 in the AFC South. The Titans' divisional record the past 3 seasons, a robust 2-16. So will the Tennessee Titans win at least 3 divisional games next season, Willie Donick?
If you've done the math, you know I have no dollars left in my fictitious $100 bank.
So Willie is saying zero.
I just don't have faith. I hope I'm wrong. It's kind of like, you know, you got your fantasy team pitcher pitching against your team. Like, I'm a Mets fan, but I know if my fantasy pitcher is pitching against the Mets, who have the worst offense in the National League, then there's a pretty good chance that pitcher's going to pitch well, and I'll be happy to be wrong if the Mets win. So I'll be happy if the Titans go 3-3. I just don't think they're ready for that yet.
So now that you've completed your bets, recap how much you've bet across all 5.
I have $35 on doubling the win total. That's no great shakes to get the 6 wins out of 17 games. So all they have to do is go 6-11. You know, maybe they get 1 or 2 in the division. I think there are 6 wins there. So I got $35 there. I didn't touch the Cam Ward improving by 5 percentage points in his completion percentage. I went $45 on someone other than Carnell Tate leading the Titans in receiving touchdowns, justifying that Carnell Tate's going to be a rookie. They got a lot of different guys they could go to. They got Wandale Robinson, and Carnell Tate could get hurt. So there's a lot of ways I can get there. It's the whole field. I'll take the field. And I went $20 on Jeffrey Simmons getting at least 10 sacks.
Derek, the Titans will go at least 3-3 in the AFC South. Place your bet.
Well, I looked at this, and I said since 2014, they've been on this cycle where from 2014 to 2016, they lost more games. They couldn't split the division. They lost more than they won. Then they went on a six-season run where they either won three games or they won five. So they were on a heater. Then the last three seasons, they've went 1-5 in each season based upon the record in the conference, meaning the division.
The Titans actually went 0-6 in the division.
Yeah,
this past
you're right.
Season.
0-6.
1-5, 1-5, 0-6 in the past three seasons.
So, if history is going to repeat itself, I would say that the Titans this year will end up splitting or winning more games than not this year. So I am putting $25 that the Titans, the only team that I'm scared of is the Houston Texans. But I think they will either split or win both games against Indianapolis. I think they will split Jacksonville. And that Houston game, those two games scare me. Because I think Houston's just that defense is just, it's lights out. So I think they will split the division.
All right, so recap how much you've bet across.
Recapping, okay. The yes. Titans to win a total of
six games.
I put $40. Cam Ward improving his completion rate percentage. I put $15. Carnell Tate, someone other than Carnell Tate will lead in touchdown receptions. I put $15. Jeffrey Simmons, 10 sacks. I put $5. And then obviously the last one, 3-3 or better. I put $25.
So his portfolio is spread across.
Yeah,
the
spread.
Five.
I like yes. Diversified.
He diversified the portfolio.
Man.
Yeah, that's the lingo for that.
Even flow is Pearl Jam.
Exactly. Yes. Don't put all your eggs in one basket,
right.
Okay?
Our friend Mike in Gallatin bet all $100 on Cam Ward.
That's not diversifying.
His completion percentage.
He did not diversify.
5 percentage points. With my remaining monies, I will place $15 on the Tennessee Titans going at least 3-3 in the AFC South. Again, they've won two division games over the past three seasons. 2-16 in the division over the past three seasons. I feel like they're going to steal one game in the division this season. Like, I think they'll beat the Colts at home. Maybe, they'll beat the Jags at home, maybe. And then they'll win a game on the road that they maybe shouldn't win. So it's not a huge bet, but I will place $15 on the Titans going at least 3-3 in the AFC South. So here's my diverse portfolio. $25 on the Titans doubling their win total from last season. $10 on Cam Ward improving his completion percentage by at least 5 percentage points. Another $10 on someone other than Carnell Tate leading the Titans in receiving touchdowns. I'm bullish on Carnell Tate. $40 on Jeffrey Simmons recording at least 10 sacks. And another $15 on the Titans going 3-3 in the AFC South. Connor?
I am all out of human monies.
yep.
So I'm with Willie. I don't really trust the Titans to get at that 3-3 margin. I could see them winning a couple games, but I don't know if that's a firm line between two wins and three in the world of betting. So with that being said, and because I put all my money on Jeffrey Simmons, I am out on this bet. So to recap, I put $30 on the Titans to double their win total. I put $5 on Cam Ward to improve his completion percentage by at least 5 points. I put $15 on anyone other than Carnell Tate, specifically Wandale Robinson, but for the sake of this bet, we're saying anyone other than Carnell Tate. And I put $50 on Mr. Jeffrey Simmons to get 10 or more sacks.
So you and Willie decided to abstain from using your monies on one particular one, where Adam and I chose to use all our money across the board.
I skipped two.
Yeah, you skipped two and you skipped the last one.
I did.
Okay.
Adam in Portland says, I would put $100 on someone else leading the team in receiving touchdowns. You have to figure that our offensive line sucks so bad that Tate will not be able to get down the field, so Cam will need to drop it off to Robinson or to Spears and Pollard or maybe even Gunnar Helm. Now, I think a receiver who can stretch the field is great, but I don't think he will lead us in receptions or receiving yards.
I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong. I just think there will be a lot of other factors that Carnell Tate can't control. One is, how will the offense flow? How is the offensive line? Is it much better than what it was last year? And then I just think once you get into the season, you just don't know how your body's going to react. You can try to do whatever you need to do, but you haven't been in a situation where you've had to play this many games, and it's grueling. You get no break. There's no going to class and getting a break from football. No, this is football 24/7. So how much of that is going to wear him down toward the middle of the season?
One texter says, $25 on Cam Ward improving his completion percentage. The texter also says, I'm kind of down on Simmons getting double-digit sacks again since that was the first time he's ever done it. So I'm going to do $5 on that. I can also see the Titans splitting the division, as I don't think they're very good. I will put $20 on that. And I will put $25 on somebody other than Tate being the touchdown leader for the Titans. Also $25 on doubling the win total. I think that adds up to 100, but I'm not going to do the math. So
do you think one of the questions is Jeffrey Simmons at least 10 sacks.
Yes.
Do you think he will be the guy, if indeed he gets 10 sacks, will that lead the team?
I'm wondering who else would.
When's the last time they had two guys the same year have double digits?
Was it Harold?
I can find that out for you if you give me a moment. I can find that out during the break.
Harold Landry and, God, who was with him the last time? It wasn't a Rakpo, was it?
Now you're going way back.
That may have been before
all those guys might have snuck in a 10-sack season, but I'm not sure if I can remember. I don't, off the top of my head, remember two guys
having 10 sacks or more.
Yeah.
You know what we'll do? I will look that up during the break. 615-737-1025. One texter quickly says, I'm going to put the whole $100 on they're going to triple their win total from last year. They're going to have at least nine wins. What? That wasn't the bet, but I appreciate your moxie. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, when you wake up in the morning, all of the episodes of the new Netflix series, well, it's not new, the newest season of the Netflix series, Quarterback, will be available to you and us. So what do we hope to see from Cam Ward on the show? We'll discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.